Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania is switching parties.
This is about political survival.
Personal political survival.
A job preservation move.
He knew he couldn't win as a Republican.
It definitely looks like job preservation.
This is something that's clearly welcome news here at the White House.
He probably could not have won a Republican primary.
Extraordinary news.
Huge sort of seismic shift.
So don't mistake that.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'd like to define for you the word whore. The word whore not only means prostitute in the sexual sense, but whore also means someone who compromises their principles for personal gain. Now, in this sense, I can think of no better definition for the venal and craven senator from Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter. And so, therefore, we have defined the term whore. There are two other topics I'm going to talk about today. The whore Specter, he doesn't surprise me, he's always been a whore. And we're going to disclose for you today how Arlen Specter helped a murderer skip bail. You see, I have a very long memory. Arlen Specter is not only a whore, but he helped a murderer skip bail back in 1979. The article is actually linked up now on michaelsavage.com. I seem to be the only person in the media with a memory of who this whore actually is. Topic number two is the buzz of New York City with Air Force One and the F-16s. Are you buying the story that that Air Force One airplane and two F-16s were part of a photo op? Do you believe a word of what the government is putting out? There are rumors running throughout the blogosphere, the land of the thinking man, that this is a lie, that there was a rogue Air Force pilot who hijacked that plane in order to send out an SOS that the presidency has been hijacked. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? We'll also talk about the continuing swine flu debacle. Today, the liars in the government on the Janet Napolitano tried to come up with a new name for the Mexican flu. Of course, the people themselves can't keep up with the new names that the government comes up with, but everybody knows it's the Mexican flu, and everybody knows that the government's putting their heads in their bags in order to make certain that the drugs and the swine keep flowing across the border. But the fact of the matter is there have been experts who have been getting up saying, close the border, and they've been slapped down by the vermin in the media. And we have sound bites of all of them, including Schlepp Smith, who is now the Arlen Specter of Fox News. Schlepp Smith covering the swine flu and interviewing Representative Eric Massa, D. New York, who called for closing the border, went ballistic today. And so I'm asking, is Schlepp Smith, the pretty boy of Fox News, is he going to become the Arlen Specter of Fox News? And how soon will Schlepp Smith jump to Al Jazeera is the question. But let's go back to Arlen Specter whore. There's a very important article that John J. Miller of the National Review wrote in April of 2004 about the whore Arlen Specter. And what you don't know, I know, and I have a long memory, but the article itself explains it all. The article itself explains that long before the whore, the most liberal Republican in the Senate, Arlen the prostitute Specter, in fact, in 1964, was a member of the Warren Commission, and he invented the single bullet theory to explain how Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated President Kennedy. So this filthy prostitute has long been a national disgrace. The fact of the matter is conspiracy theorists have obsessed over this prostitute ever since. This ambitious junior counselor obviously has been behind one of the grossest lies ever forced on the American people. But there's worse about the prostitute Arlen Specter. What you don't know is that he was once a district attorney in Philadelphia. And he was elected twice in Philadelphia as a Democrat. The prostitute's most famous case came in 1979 when he was in private practice and thinking about running for the Senate. Here's what happened. A man named Ira Einhorn, better known as the Unicorn, had been arrested for the murder of his girlfriend. She had been missing for a year and a half when police found her mummified corpse stuffed into a trunk hidden in Einhorn's closet. Now, Einhorn was a celebrated communist. He is also credited with creating Earth Day, to just give you some connections here. Earth Day is a communist holiday. But Einhorn, the murderer, also had strong ties to Philadelphia power elites, a group of people that Arlen the Whore Specter was cultivating for his prospective Senate campaign when he agreed to become the murderer Einhorn's lawyer. At an arraignment, the government demanded a $100,000 bail for Einhorn. And before Judge William Moritani, Arlen the Whore Specter called this bail excessively excessive and insisted on a reduced figure. The judge wondered if Einhorn might, quote, split for parts unknown. He mentioned Norway as a possible destination. The Whore Specter said, I have to disagree with your last statement. Anybody as likely to go to Norway as anybody else. And through the future senator's efforts, the Whore, Einhorn's bail was dropped to $40,000. As things turned out, the Whore Specter was proven correct. You see, Einhorn didn't flee to Norway. He fled to Sweden, slipping out of the United States shortly before his murder trial was scheduled to begin. Einhorn remained a fugitive until 1997, when police found him living in France under a phony name with his Swedish prostitute wife. He was eventually extradited to the United States. In 2002, Ira Einhorn, a good friend of Arlen the Whore Specter, was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. And that's the rest of the story. So if you say, are you shocked that the whore switched parties? Are you shocked that Arlen Specter became a Democrat? When was he not a Democrat? When was this prostitute not a Democrat? Can anyone tell me? So that's how Arlen Specter helped a murderer skip bail. Many of you don't care about it, and this is a topic that will never make it to the mainstream news because they're too busy renaming the Mexican flu, the swine flu, the A1A flu. I can just call it the Napolitano flu if you like. We can rename it the Napolitano flu for purposes of simplicity. We can just call it the Napolitano flu since she's standing in the way of true epidemiology and a true containment of an epidemic. Topic number two on the Savage Nation, as I said to you, was the flyby over New York. The buzz of New York City with an Air Force jet. No one seems to know about it, but the government is putting out the big lie that the NYPD knew about it. Well, if the NYPD knew about this stunt and didn't disclose it to the public, I would say that the police commissioner should be fired by the mayor. But I don't believe that anybody knew about it because I don't believe it was a stunt. I believe something went wrong here. What do you believe? The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about three topics. We're also going to play sound bites of Schlepp Smith, the Arlen Specter of Fox News, and we're speculating on when Schlepp Smith will soon move to another channel, and we're guessing whether it will be Al Jazeera or a station somewhere in Syria where they like pretty boys with blue eyes who take the other side's positions on a regular basis and get away with working for Rupert Murdoch. I'll be right back. Savage.
I am not prepared to have my 29-year record in the United States Senate decided by the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate. Not prepared.
No, of course not, you whore. No, no. Prostitutes hate their Johns, and of course you hate the voter you always have because you're a low life of the lowest order. You're actually a definition. You are the true definition of the politician. Specter, you define the word politician, which is the world's oldest profession. A working girl is much higher than you are. At least she provides an honest service for the dollar. You provide nothing for anybody. And so soon you'll be stabbing the Democrats in the back unless they can give you the Philadelphia lawyer a few shekels to bail you out of something or other. I don't know how the man could live with himself, but then again, look, I'm not a politician. Here is a man who is in the last years of his life. Everyone knows he's dying of cancer. Everybody knows that. And why would a man who has so little time left on earth further degrade his own reputation is the question. And it's the bigger question to me. The first thought that came to my mind was that the Democrats have pictures of him and they blackmailed him. But then again, when you look at a prostitute like Spector, I don't think you need pictures of him with anybody to blackmail him. This guy is such a prostitute that it doesn't matter. I mean, he's the kind of guy who would have gone over to the British during the Revolutionary War if the British had offered him something. So what is it? What is the difference? The real nightmare here is that the dictator, Obama, will now have a supermajority to railroad the American people into a dictatorship. And I don't think you understand that Obama is not as popular as the media is making him out to be. New polls have come out, and they're, I would say, mainstream polls. I'm not a big poll believer, but according to Gallup's April survey, Barack's poll numbers are in the toilet. In fact, Americans have a lower approval of Hussein at this point than all but one president since Gallup began tracking this in 1969. Did you hear this? The only new president less popular than Hussein Obama was Bill Clinton, who got off to a bad start after trying to force homosexuals on the military in a federal raid in Waco, Texas, that killed 86 people. Obama's current approval rating of 56% is only 1 point higher than the 55% approval that Clinton had during those crises. So don't assume that the man is so popular. Yes, he's popular in inner cities. Yes, he's popular in ghettos. Yes, he's popular amongst government workers. Yes, he's popular amongst illegal aliens bringing in the flu. There's no question about it. But the fact of the matter is that the vermin in the media are not anxious to point out that their phony imposter is less popular than George W. Bush. The fact of the matter is, USA Today, which is a failed newspaper that loses money every day, keeps putting out propaganda, which is why they're going broke. And their April poll results they put out says public thinks highly of Obama. Newsweek says the secret of Obama's success. It is total BS. Now, the explanation, according to Gallup, for Obama's low approval is that he ran as a moderate, but is governed from the extreme far left. The self-deceiving press will not disclose this to you. On Sunday's Meet the Depressed, host David Gregory, whatever his real name is, we don't know, asked the panel about critics of who would say one of the things that he's done in 100 days already is expand the role of government to size it, blah, 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 blah. So the fact of the matter is none of the vermin in the media who elected this imposter is willing to admit that the Gallup poll shows that his numbers are in the toilet. But let's not waste our time talking about that. You want to talk about the flyover of New York? Do you think it was really a flyover? Do you want to talk about the prostitute Arlen Specter and how he helped the murderer skip bail? It's on michaelsavage.com. Print it out, send it out, shout it out. Print it out, shout it out, send it out. Print it out, send it out, shout it out. Chicago, Mark, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I hear that you call Senator Specter for compromising his values, and I was just wondering, how is he compromising his values by shifting to a party that more accurately represents his values?
Well, what values does he have? Getting murderers off bail, is that his values?
I mean, yes, that is one situation where you've picked that. But no, I mean, he's a moderate. He's not a staunch conservative.
Why is it that when a Republican is a socialist, they're called a moderate? Is there such a thing as a moderate Democrat? I've not met one yet. Have you?
Yeah, I know.
How come the word moderate never applies to a Democrat who votes the American way? Why is that? How come there's no phrase for a Democrat who votes for borders, language, and culture? What would they be called?
I don't know. I mean, I know of some moderate Democrats. We don't have too many of them in Chicago, but they're out there.
Look, the fact of the matter is that Specter, you have to understand, has no value. Specter is a naked Machiavellian politician. He only shifted over because the primary polls were showing he was going to get beaten by John Toomey, who was running against him in the primary. That's all. He has no values. He's a prostitute.
Well, he's not.
How can you say he has values? What are his values?
You know, I'm not.
All right, take a walk. That's all. New York, WOR, Phil, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, Dr. Savage? I just want to make mention to yesterday's flyover by Air Force One. In my view, it could have been the president and his cohorts mocking 9/11 in Lower Manhattan.
They weren't mocking 9/11. I don't. Of all the theories I've read, that makes no sense at all.
Well, they're doing a flyover right over Ground Zero, and they're supposedly going to use that picture for their website. Why not use something else? Why are you going to use a hole in the ground?
Okay, I don't believe it was a flyover for 9/11. There are theories circulating right now that there was a rogue Air Force pilot who hijacked the plane to put out an SOS saying that the presidency has been hijacked by an imposter.
Well, that may be true, Dr. Savage, but why would the...
Do you believe that the NYPD had been notified?
No, the NYPD was never notified of that.
Nobody was notified. Now, why in the world would why would any government official risk alienating an entire city and scaring them like this? Something's wrong with this. Something is wrong with the picture. I don't believe a word of the propaganda coming out any more than I believe Janet Napolitano is containing the epidemic.
Do you think?
Thank you for the call. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Louisiana, Kevin, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Dissident. I'm curious. I know Spector was one of the politicians who voted for the bailout and the stimulus, but there were 9,000 earmarks, of which 40% were Republicans. I'm trying to do the math and how that equates. How many of these earmarks were proposed by these three Republicans, or were there more than that?
Look, this guy has been a prostitute from the day he started in politics. And the fact of the matter is he pulled in tens of millions of dollars into his state in order to pay back the people who put him in power and keep him in power. So the reason he voted for the stimulus is it's more, the word is graft. In my day, it was called graft. I mean, pork barrel spending is a nice way of putting it, but it's plain and simple graft. The federal government is buying votes through the stimulus package. Plain and simple. This man received graft in the form of stimulus spending. I mean, how intelligent do you have to be to figure out that the man is a naked prostitute, that's all. He will be remembered as a prostitute, not as a man who voted his conscience. So Arlen Specter has been a prostitute from day one. He's known as that. Everyone knows him as that. What are you glorifying this prostitute for? A lady of the night is far more reputable than Arlen Specter. You get value for the money.
Savage.
Everybody's emailing going, the illegals are bringing it across the border. Relax. There's a flu outbreak happening. You're worried about illegal immigrants. They haven't closed the border. They're not going to close the border.
Now, the question is Schlepp Smith the all-inspector of Fox News? We know he's a turncoat. The question is, will Schlepp Smith soon move to another network? And the question is whether it will be Al Jazeera or a network somewhere in Syria where they favor pretty boys with blue eyes who take no side. Except the side that is convenient for his friends. 1-800-449-8255. John in New York on WOR. On which topic do you call the Savage Nation?
Yes, I had been calling. I did not know that Arlen Specter had been connected to the Ian Einhorn story. That's absolutely.
Of course not. I'm the only person in the media who knows history. And I mean both near history and far history. I'm the only person in the media who can remember things and put two and two together. Arlen Specter has been a prostitute from the time he began in politics.
Yes, it's absolutely no surprise that he turned over to the Democrats. They've seemed to adopt Winston Churchill's great saying that sometimes the truth is so precious that it must be protected by a bodyguard of lies.
How could the people in the media cover this all day, and I'm the first one and the only one who knows that Arlen Specter prostitute helped a murderer skip bail back in 1979.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Did you know that Arlen Specter was tied into the whole hippie movement, Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, Ira Einhorn, that he was part and parcel of the hippie movement? He was the hippie's defense lawyer, in essence. And now people are shocked that he's suddenly shifted parties. He's always been a Trojan horse. I think that Arlen Specter prostitute has been a Trojan horse, a Republican from the beginning. Thank you for the call. 1-800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com. San Francisco, KNEW. Sean, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
And I salute you for the work you're doing. The reason I called is that even before the swine flu broke out, I've been calling the health department, letting them know about people that have severe symptoms. Can you hear me?
Sure. And what did they tell you? Don't you dare report it because you'll get arrested by the tax squad?
They said it's not in our jurisdiction. You got the wrong number. I called them.
Let me tell you something. The health department in San Francisco is an oxymoron. There is no health department. We have no health department in San Francisco. It was taken over lock, stock, and barrel by the, let us say, extremists in a certain sphere of influence way back in the early 1980s, and it's never recovered.
You're absolutely right. And when you ask them to wear a glove, they look at you like you came from Mars.
We have no health department in San Francisco. They are nothing. They're worthless politicians. Thank you for the call. San Francisco has tuberculosis. Tuberculosis clusters in the Mission District that are higher than that of Central Africa. And yet the pretty boy who runs the city, pretty boy Floyd, better known as any Twosome Newsome, dances around as though he's going to be president one day. Well, I'll tell you something. With the kind of electorate we have in this country, anything is possible. San Francisco, Yvonne, KNEW, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I think Senator Spector just ended his political career because I don't think he has a chance to win the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania. So I think the Democrats are just...
Well, he could always work in San Francisco in the health department. He's got the perfect credentials to be the city health commissioner in San Francisco, which is continuously lying about everything to do with reality. So even if that fails, he could always come and work for any Twosome Newsome as the health commissioner. So don't feel too badly for him.
Okay. But I think
I'm Joe. I'm being as sarcastic as possible today because this prostitute, this whore, is about as low a specimen as they make in the political arena. How he gets away with it is obvious. The same way we have an imposter for a president. We know that Barack's poll numbers are in the toilet, according to the latest Gallup poll, and yet the vermin in the media who elected him continue to put out the big lie. So why should they tell you that that Spector helped a murderer skip bail, particularly in the gruesome manner in which he killed his beautiful girlfriend and put her in a trunk? Why don't they tell you about All Inspector and that connection?
I don't.
Thank you. Why should I care? Why should I care? What do I care about any of this? Should I really care? Every night I go to sleep now and I say, how many years do you have left on this planet, Michael? I talk to myself, and I know it's coming to a head soon. I can tell you right now, you know, I'm a funny guy. I know I signal myself what's going to happen. It's like I start on a book in my head months ahead. I can feel the ideas, and I start making notes. The communist government, as rapidly as possible in a Western democracy, and that is because of a perfect storm. And the prostitute today, shifting sides, almost makes it inevitable that we will have a dictatorship in this country that is unmovable. And once we have this dictatorship, if this dictator decides to eliminate term limits, and if this young dictator decides to be president for life on the order of Idi Amin, there's virtually nothing to stop him. And God only knows what his cohorts might do should he become a president in a third or fourth term. Then you will see the gangbangers in Acorn be armed, and you will see the gangbangers in Acorn become the armed police force that he and Rahm Emanuel told you about, and then it was quickly hidden by the vermin in the media who think that they will be protected from the gangbangers with guns. New York City, WOR, Ben, go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mike, why would an F-16 plane be trailing Air Force One in Manhattan unless there was a rogue pilot? Obama's not on the plane. Why would they be trailing this plane?
Believe a word of the story. Not one word of it makes sense. It's a lie. And that's why I say I very rarely put out conspiracy theories because, well, they're too easy to shoot down and then you get slammed. But there are theories going around that a rogue Air Force pilot took control of that plane as if to send out an SOS that the plane has been hijacked, but that the presidency itself has been hijacked.
You normally have an F-16 following Air Force One across the U.S.? Is this normal procedure, or did something, in fact, happen that they put an F-16 up there?
something's wrong with the picture. Nothing that they're putting out makes sense any more than Napolitano flu is being treated properly by the government. The Napolitano flu, which I've affectionately named it for the Department of Homeland Security Secretary because she's making the country safe for the flu virus. In other words, she's not protecting us from the flu virus. She's doing everything she can to make certain the flu virus spreads. If you actually put someone in charge of making certain that the flu virus has a very welcome home, you couldn't do better than hiring Janet Napolitano and what she's doing. So that's what we're going to call it from now on, the Napolitano flu. But as I say, nothing that any of these people say makes any sense to me. Do any of you actually believe this was an Air Force stunt for a movie? Does anyone believe this? I don't believe it. Is there an ex-Air Force pilot out there who can give us some information on this? Something's wrong with this picture. Salt Lake City, Les, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I don't understand this either. This plane is guarded 24-7. At least a quarter of the plane is classified. You can't get near that plane. How could a rogue pilot take over this plane?
All right, fine. So a rogue pilot didn't take over the plane. So then Obama's responsible for scaring New York residents.
I can't think of anything else.
All right, so why would Obama want to frighten New York residents?
I have no idea.
Then if he didn't do it to frighten New York residents, then it shows you the man is out of control and has no control over his own departments. He has no control over his own government. In either case, it's a terrible embarrassment for the imposter. Any way you look at it.
Well, I have a suggestion. I think, Dr. Savage, I used to live in Hawaii. Let's go have some Korean barbecue and sit on the beach in Punalu.
Well, good luck. I'm way past the barbecue phase. I don't eat the stuff myself. It's too rich for my blood. I'm not very interested in benzoapyrenes in my stomach. I can do without it, but different strokes for different folks, I guess. What would you like to talk about? Airheads in D.C. terrorize New York, Air Force One. You want to talk about Air Force One? Do you actually believe the feds knew New York City flyover would cause panic? I don't. Have you read the Savage lawsuit against Janet Napolitano? Have you seen the fact that the Napolitano flu is coming across the U.S. border because she refuses to close the border? Have you seen the disgrace of Shep Smith, the all-inspector of Fox News, attacking Representative Eric Massa in New York? Listen to clip three. It's kind of long.
You wonder if closing the borders isn't a day late and a dollar short.
Frankly, our worship of open-door free trade and our linking of ourselves to these foreign trading partners has surrendered our national sovereignty. And 8 years after 9/11, I'm sorry, I just don't accept that answer. And with great respect,
okay,
to the
administration. Okay, now, Congressman, with great respect, again, it sounds to me what you're doing is taking a health crisis and making it political and going back to the issue of aliens and locking down the borders. Tell me I'm wrong, please.
No, has nothing to do with aliens.
Thank God.
It has everything to do with... It has everything to do with national security, which is why I corrected what I heard on your show.
National security? This is about, you're talking about, we're talking about flu here. And are you using this health crisis to make your own point about national security?
Health crises are national security crises.
Okay.
They are one in the same.
Now, here's a smart man, Eric Massa, Democrat in New York. God bless him. Never heard of him. This is a man with brains and leadership who apparently served in the U.S. military and knows something about national security, unlike any of the other doofuses in New York State. Listen to clip four as he continues.
If the American people face the potential of a deliberating or debilitating illness brought in from outside the country, that is a national security issue.
But, sir, with great respect, that's like locking your door after the burglar has already come in. Flu is here. It's 6 to 7 days.
No, it isn't, moron. No, it isn't, airhead.
Correct. And so there are many other things that have to happen. If I was in a position of authority in New York City and had information that you have just shared with your public about, as you mentioned, more than 100 students, I'd be thinking very seriously now of calling a recess from school and keeping kids home so you break the transmission chain.
Correct.
But that's what you also have to do by controlling those coming into your border where there's more cases. So you have to do it all.
That's correct. But Shepard Smith, the all inspector of Fox News, who may soon be moving over to Al Jazeera, says, well, that's like locking your door after the burglar has come in. I guess the airhead doesn't realize that there are continuous flow of people with the flu actually spreads it even further. I guess he didn't read that as far as he went in grade school. Hartford, Connecticut, Ron, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. Hey, I had an impulse, kind of concerned earlier. The plane coming in the city would work real well with the fear to get people's mind off this swine flu and maybe work good in recruitment, too, you know, for overseas. Kind of goes along with his speeches.
Look, whatever he did here, no matter which way you cut it, this is a disaster for Obama. This is a disaster for Obama. There's no way to put anything positive on it. What in the world can you say positive about a man who he knowingly let a pilot fly a 747 over New York with two F-16s chasing it? A president would do that to panic a city?
No, they shouldn't, but he did.
All right, so how can you put a positive spin on it? Thanks for the call. New York City, WOR, Jean-Marie, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you, Michael, that a year after 9/11 happened, Arlen Specter and his campaign manager visited Fidel Castro with presents, and they spent the whole day with him and exchanged an FDNY.
Okay, well, there's something wrong with this man. I know that he's a whore, but that doesn't make him a communist just because he's a whore. There are many whores who are conservatives. But, you know, the fact of the matter is this is what I reported today is Arlen Specter's Chappaquiddick. Did you know that Arlen Specter helped the murderer skip bail in 1979?
Yes, I was.
You knew it. See, I followed that story for years. It obsessed me how a man who, as a district attorney, could help a murderer skip bail could wind up as a U.S. senator. So it's always intrigued me how this prostitute, Arlen Specter, became a U.S. senator. Remember, it was the whore Arlen Specter who put out the single bullet theory about the assassination of JFK, Jean-Marie.
Did you ever hear the Italian expression, faccia buttana, the face of a whore?
No, I like it. Is that a type of pasta?
No, faccia face of buttana.
I want to look for that noodle. Where can I get that particular noodle? Wait a minute, I got an idea. You know, a clever pasta maker in New York could make a noodle look like Arlen Specter's face with his nose, and he could call it a faccia la who?
A faccia buttana.
A faccia buttana, there it is, a faccia Specter.
I love
it. Why not a faccia a Specter, and it would look like him, and there would be little noodles that you throw in boiling water, and as the noodles boil, the part of the pasta that's shaped like his nose gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You can make a fortune with that product. Someone's going to rip it off. I don't really care. I'd buy the faccia la Specter any minute. Hey, but Jean-Marie, doesn't he typify the prostitute?
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, you know, people are shocked. I'm not shocked. I know this guy has been a disgrace from day one. By the way, what's the best sauce for faccia la Specter? Wouldn't it be puttanesca sauce? Hey, one thing is this, I got to tell you the truth, is that a sense of humor will keep us all alive much longer. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
You know what? I wish I could show you a hand signal as far as Arlen Specter goes. It's a certain Italian hand signal where one hand goes over the other and the other hand rises up. That's what I would say to Arlen Specter. You think I'm shocked by any politician and what they do?
Unbelievable.
Nah, come on. I'm a cynic from the time I was 4 years old. I have no faith in the system whatsoever. Faithless in Gaza. Never mind Huxley's book, Eyeless in Gaza. My book is called Faithless in Gaza. Because, why? Because I come from a family where my father came from a dictatorship. He was born in Russia. He came here when he was 7 years old. He was a cynic all of his life. And I remember from the earliest days, walking the mean streets, and he would lecture me on what was going on in the real world. I had no idea what he was talking about. I remember some of it, but he would say to me, look, he said, and I've told you this before, so let me say it again, why I'm a cynic. And maybe it ruined me. I don't know. It's possible. But it's too late in my life to go back and become an ordinary American. One of these schmucks who walk around in Bermuda shorts smiling in a mall. That's not me. I will not be in a pair of checked Bermuda shorts with an ice cream cone in a mall. So when he said to me, we got two bands of thieves running America, the Democrat crooks and the Republican crooks. He said, sometimes the Democrat crooks win, and when they do, the Republican crooks scream foul for 4 years. Then when the Republican crooks win, the Democrat crooks scream foul for the next 4 years. I'll be right back. Savage.
Mistake, as was stated. It was something we found out about along with all of you, and it will not happen again.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Fagula Spectre, Napolitano Flu, and other topics on the Savage Nation. We're talking about Fagula Spectre. What do you mean it was a mistake? You mean the president doesn't know where his Air Force One is at all times? Who did he give it to fly up there for a picture? Do you believe that? I don't believe it. It's a mistake. What else is a mistake, Mr. Obama? Any other mistakes you've made, like not closing the border to permit more flu in? Something's wrong with this picture. Former Homeland Security Director Francis Townsend on the Air Force One photo op calls for Obama to fire Luis Caldera. Who is Luis Caldera? Who is Luis Caldera? Let's hear clip at 19. I don't even know who Luis Caldera is.
I, like many New Yorkers, lost somebody on 9/11. I had a friend who was lost. It was crass insensitivity. And frankly, as I would say as a former prosecutor, I'd call this felony stupidity.
Good. Now the next 120.
This is probably not the right job for Mr. Caldera to be in. If he didn't understand the likely reaction of New Yorkers, of the mayor, and while the White House has said that they are furious, I mean, I think they've got to look at whether or not this is the right job for Mr. Caldera.
Who is Mr. Caldera? Who is he? Does he run a hog farm? Does he run a hog farm somewhere in Mexico? Who is Caldera? I never heard of him. Where does he get all of these incompetents from? How many universities can be releasing so many professors at once to work for the Obama administration? People who've never held a job in their life. Play Fly Me to the Moon. We'll go out the door. We'll be back for more.
Fly
out the door, back
to
for more.
The moon.
We are talking about the Napolitano flu and Fagula La Spectre.
Let me see what spring is like.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
A mistake, as was stated. It was something we found out about along with all of you, and it will not happen again.
The president has directed.
New Yorkers lost somebody on 9/11. I had a friend who was lost. It was crass insensitivity. And frankly, as I would say as a former prosecutor, I'd call this felony stupidity.
Fly me to the moon. Let me.
We are talking about the incompetent imposter Barack Hussein Obama and his minions of fools, the Lilliputians running the government now, into the ground. Flying Air Force One over Ground Zero and he didn't know about it? Does that make sense to you? Do you actually believe that that is the true story? We're also talking about All Inspectors Chappaquiddick and how All Inspector helped a murderer skip bail. Back in 1979, you have to read about Ira Einhorn, known as the Unicorn. You have to understand that All Inspector has long been a whore, and that this is no shock to anyone who understands that he represents the worst in the political arena, certainly not the best. And we're talking about a new name for the flu. It is no longer permitted to be called the swine flu because that affects pork farmers. And so we are therefore going to rename it the Napolitano flu in honor of the Homeland Security Secretary, who is making certain that the virus has a good home here in America. We'll go to the callers now. Phone number is 1-800-449-8255. New York City, WOR. Leslie, you're calling about Obama's mistake about the flyover in New York?
Yes, I wanted to make a comment. I believe if it indeed was for a photo shoot, why was it circling a couple times on Staten Island before it proceeded into Manhattan?
I don't know. I'm telling you, there are rumors circulating that a rogue pilot in the Air Force took the plane up as a signal, an SOS, that the presidency has been hijacked. How could you explain that a president would do this knowingly? What sense does this make?
I don't think so. If you would have seen the angle of the plane, I was outside at the time. I was walking my dog. It looked like it was going to crash. And I worked in the World Financial Center from 1988 till 2003, so I was there for both bombings. And my initial reaction was to start running. I thought it was going to crash here.
Oh, so why did they do it? There's something wrong with the whole story. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a word of it. In other words, if you wanted a shot of Air Force One and an iconic American image, why could they not have flown the plane, for example, over the Grand Canyon instead of over Lower Manhattan? Something's wrong with the picture. I don't believe a word of the government story any more than I believe Napolitano is defending us against the flu.
And why was it not escorted? And, I mean, that fighter plane, they were right on its behind. Why was it not being escorted in if it indeed was for a photo shoot?
I'm telling you, I don't believe a word of this. Something is wrong with the story. I don't believe one word coming out of this imposter. Do you?
No, I really don't.
Good. I'm glad you have faith in the government. Henderson, wherever Henderson is. Where's Henderson? I don't even know where Henderson is. Line 7, welcome to the program.
Pardon?
You're in Henderson. You're in Henderson, Nevada?
Right outside of Las Vegas.
Okay, no, I know where Henderson, Nevada is. They left off the Nevada part. So what are you calling about?
Okay, you are so smart. You taught me how to think. I can tie them all in together, I think. Okay, you taught you really taught me how to kind of bring things together in my little brain. Do you remember when Biden said, and he wasn't supposed to say this, right after this president gets elected, there's going to be something happening? Well, right before everybody went off to spring break, everybody was saying, don't go, don't go, we don't recommend it, because of the gang wars and the kidnappings. Those have gone on for years.
Oh, you mean they told Obama not to go to Mexico, correct?
No, they were on telling the spring breakers, don't go to Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm following you. Go ahead, next.
I think they knew that virus was down there. I think they knew about it, and they didn't want to say anything. There's something going on. This brings me... because now it's not the kidnappings that are the problem, it's that sickness. Now, the plane bugs, this is where this comes in. That comes in because I think the government knows there's stuff going on, and they don't want to tell us. And I don't care if it was an accident or if it was on purpose that plane was up there. You're right, they knew about it. And
what do you mean there's an accident? Who took the plane up? How could anyone take Air Force One up in the air without the president knowing it? It's absolutely impossible to believe that story.
Something going on.
So let's start with the facts. The president didn't know Air Force One was in flight? Impossible. So therefore, he knew it was in flight. So he's lying when he says it was a mistake and it won't happen again. He knew it was in flight. So who flew it up there and why?
I think that they're expecting an attack, and I think that either it was on purpose or it was on recon or something. You're right. Something's going on. And they're just BSing the people, saying, oh, yeah, it's a photo shoot.
BSing the people? How much worse does it get than a Homeland Security Secretary, Napolitano, saying that it's too late to close the borders when we all know that makes no sense whatsoever? In other words, if there are additional cases in Mexico, the first thing you do is stop further cases from coming across the border. You don't say it's too late to close the border. That's when you first slam the door to shut. It doesn't matter whether it's 2, 3, 4, 5 days later. You stop the flow of people coming across the border, and you stop the flow of people going in and out of Mexico. That's what you do if you want to contain an epidemic. How else do you explain Carnival Cruise Lines bypassing Mexican ports? They understand the people will get sick there. Apparently, the Napolitano flu does not discriminate based upon politics. Thank you. I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I really don't know. I mean, I have no idea why I'm doing this. I think we live in a time right now. It's the end of America. that an imposter like this could get this far and get away with a stunt like this, meaning lying that he knew it was up there for a photo shoot and it won't happen again. I love the way he says, it's a mistake. You know, it's all he gives you the Kenyan BS, the big voice, and it's a mistake, and get out in front of it. What? You mean you didn't know, Mr. President, that somebody took your plane up in the air? That'd be like you saying, I didn't know my car was driving on Broadway. Someone took my car. So it is who took his car. Do you understand what I just said to you? Let's say you have a limousine and you have a driver. I'm giving you lowest possible level. You know where your car is at all time. You don't lend it to someone, do you? How often do you lend your limousine and drive it to somebody? And if you do, you know where it's going. Air Force One is the most secure plane in the world. How did it get in the air? Who authorized it? And why did they authorize it? And what were they doing up there? It's a lie. It's a lie from the beginning to the end. And if the president says it was a mistake, he's lying. And if it was a mistake, then we're in bigger trouble than I fear. If he really didn't know who was flying his plane, then we're in deeper trouble than I fear. What, did the king of Saudi Arabia come in and want a little flyover for fun? Did one of his handlers want a little flyover New York City just for fun? Did one of the people who put him in office say, you know what? Hey, listen, Buster, we're going to fly. We want a flight over 9/11, over Ground Zero. We want to see what we did, okay? We're taking Air Force One. But, look, we'll be back. It's a short ride. We just want a joyride. We want to see the damage we did. But. Of course, that's not possible. You know, it's just a fantasy. What truth is what you get from NBC. What truth is what you get from MSLGBT. That's truth. Truth is what you get from the man who urinates on himself on MSNBC every night and has to wear adult diapers, according to everyone who works for him. There's rumors going around the MSNBC studios that they have to wear galoshes around the man with large glasses because of the amount of liquid that's on the floor after he gets through and off the air attacking people. But I really don't care. I mean, MSLGBT will be out of business within a year. There's not enough money in Microsoft to keep those losers on the air. But the issue is the flyby. Who did this and why? Norfolk, Virginia, Conley, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Dr. Savage? I don't mean to push your buttons this evening, but...
You can push them all you want. It doesn't mean I'm going to respond, but go ahead.
I got to say that this one here really wasn't Obama's fault. Now, him being commander-in-chief, he has to accept responsibility of it. However, the aircraft is not Air Force One. It's only designated Air Force One when he's on board.
You mean if I fly it, it's Air Force 10?
No, if anybody else other than the president is on there, I believe the call sign is Executive One.
I see. So he can lend it out for a joyride to a kid in the neighborhood anytime he wants.
Well, you have to look at it like at that point, there's one aircraft that's on standby, which there's two.
Well, let me ask you something. If he did not know it was launched, who launched it and why?
Uh-huh.
No, I asked a question. In other words, I'm going to take your side. Obama's innocent. He didn't know it happened. Who authorized flying Air Force One over Ground Zero? Who would have authorized that?
Well, for that answer, you would have to talk to the commanders over there at...
We're trying to get an answer from the commander-in-chief. He's the great leader, isn't he? He's the great leader, the all-knowing Swami. Swami Obama knows all. And yet he doesn't know who took his plane for a joyride?
Well, as commander...
Come on, take a walk. Something's wrong. Something doesn't make sense here. That's all. Now, I know we'd rather talk about that than the fact that the whore, Arlen Specter, helped a murderer skip bail. But please, for God's sakes, don't overlook the fact that Arlen Specter's been a whore from day one, in my humble opinion. And don't look any further than Arlen Specter's politics from the beginning. You're shocked by anything? UAW said to get 55% of Chrysler ownership and board seats. Oh, that's really, like I care about that. What you don't know is that Chrysler is not owned by it's not a public corporation. It's owned by a group of gangster capitalists known as venture capitalists, known as bankers. And the fact of the matter is Chrysler is not being bailed out. You are paying the gangsters who own Chrysler hundreds of millions of dollars in order for them to be the continuous swine that they are. World closer to Napolitano flu pandemic. Okay, I'm not interested. Treasury needs record $361 billion April to June borrowing. Ah, what the heck? Go to the Chinese, the Saudis, whatever. Record longest in the post-World War II period. Treasury bonds and money will need to borrow $361 billion in the current April to June quarter. Why do they need the money? Well, if you have a socialist government, you need the money. All inspector says he would rather swish than fight. We're not going to cover that any further because, as I say, we've milked it for all we can. So there are some of the main story that you should take home today is that Barack's polls are in the basement, according to the Gallup's April survey. Never mind what the screechers say on MSLGBT. His poll numbers are in the toilet. They're lower than everybody, including Bill Clinton. Actually, Bill Clinton was the only one who was lower. And yet the vermin at Newsweek, the vermin at USA Today, the vermin at Meet the Depressed keep saying that he's more popular than ever. But the fact of the matter is because of Obama's expansion of government and general ineptitude, his poll numbers are lower than ever. Gallup is saying it is because he ran as a centrist but has been governing from the extreme far left. I would agree with them. I'll be right back. Savage.
Travelers presenting symptoms, if and when encountered, will be isolated and evaluated by a public health official. Customs and Border Protection is also handling out the CDC Travelers Health Alert notices in both English and Spanish to all travelers from Mexico.
That person speaking is the author of the new flu, the Napolitano flu, we're affectionately calling it. In that she is doing everything possible to make certain that the virus has a very good home in America. Indeed, she's doing the opposite of what needs to be done to prevent the spread of the virus in the minds of any rational epidemiologist other than the stooges at work for her. What are your feelings on federal so-called officials demanding that the New York City flyover of Air Force One be kept secret by the NYPD and the mayor's office? Feelings? Are you joking? Do you believe a word of what's coming out? Play Obama for a minute.
It was a mistake, as was stated.
All right, it's a mistake. Yeah. Wait a minute. So, in other words, you didn't know who was joyriding Air Force One? You were too busy doing what? Wait, how is this possible? Either he authorized it or he didn't authorize it. If he authorized it, then it's more than a mistake. It's gross incompetence. If he didn't authorize it, then we're in deeper trouble than even I believe we're in. Somebody took that plane up for a joyride. And we're not getting the truth, in my opinion. Something's wrong with the picture. Stephanie WOR, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I was in Staten Island and by the ferry, and I actually saw the planes go by. They came by twice. First it was a fighter jet, and then it was Air Force One. And then about 5 minutes later, there was the Air Force One and then the fighter jet. And it was so low. It was like you can reach up and touch it. It was crazy low.
Something's wrong with the picture. Do you believe a word of it that it was done for a photo shoot?
No, I don't, because no one knew about it. There was no one around. There was no cops, like, looking, you know, observing, nothing.
No. The government would not say that they knew in advance this would scare New Yorkers and do it. They're lying. Somebody took this plane for a joyride. This was an unauthorized use of Air Force One. And there should be an immediate independent commission looking into this. Never mind torture and all of that garbage. I would like an independent commission to look into this. Something is wrong with this picture. But then again, I'm the unknown man in the media. No one listens to me. The 10 million of you who listen to this show weekly don't exist. The only people who exist are non-citizens and radical fanatics who love Obama. Everyone else doesn't exist. I want to go back to the ex-swine flu, now known as the Napolitano flu. They gave it a new designation today so that you wouldn't say swine and cut into the pig sales or something. I myself don't eat much pork. I mean, I feel bad for pigs lately. I look at them out. I have nice eyes. They look like dogs. Everything. I'm becoming older, so you have sensitivity. But anyway, let's say you eat pig. You can't call it swine flu because it's bad for the pig farmer and the corn grower, apparently, and that's bad for business. It's better that a million people die of the Napolitano flu than one pork farmer go out of business. I guess that must be the quotient that they're considering in Washington. That it's better that a million people get the Napolitano flu than one pork farmer go out of business. I don't know. That's how liberals think. I told you, liberalism is a mental disorder, so don't look for any reason here. It's the Napolitano flu from now on. Never say swine. Say Napolitano flu.
Savage.
Everybody's emailing going, the illegals are bringing it across the border. Relax. There's a flu outbreak happening. You're worried about illegal immigrants. They haven't closed the border. They're not going to close the border because they're worried about commerce. This flu is already here.
Moron. Schlepp Smith, the all-inspector of Fox News. Some are speculating that Schlepp Smith will soon move to another network, possibly Al Jazeera. Two new Napolitano flu cases have been confirmed in liberal Marin County. And, as you would expect, an unidentified woman, age 60, and her 20-month-old granddaughter tested positive for Napolitano flu. Both victims had recently traveled to Mexico with family members. So it's the illegal aliens schlepping it in, and the Schlepp Smiths telling you that it has nothing to do with border crossings because they're ignorant men and they're tied into party line. And that's the end of the story. So what do you want me to say? Something I have control over the border? If I had control, we would have had the military on the border last Sunday. And that would have been the end of the story. It would have at least contained the number of people coming in and out. Well, what common sense says, oh, it's already here, so don't stop it. Let more come in. Only a person in the media could say a thing like that. Later on, someone by the name of Nora, I don't know her name, some nobody who should be a waitress, and I'm not putting down waitresses, I know some nice ones. Someone on NBC, on MSLGBT named Nora, attacked a former INS member, Mike Cutler, who was saying that the border should be closed. Listen to clip five.
Let me get it. So you're using the swine flu as an example to just shut the border down altogether, that so no commerce or no immigration can happen, even though all the public health officials say containment won't work.
No, Nora. What I'm saying is we need to be careful about who we let in. The problem is we still have a major problem with illegal immigration. So if you have people circumventing infections.
I'm talking about swine flu. This is not about immigration.
Yeah, you're talking about your swinish behavior, Nora. You belong in a waitress. You should be working in the Fox lunchroom cleaning up the toilets, you idiot, you. So there's another example of the wonderful journalism going on in MSLGBT. Anytime you say the word close the border, they go berserk, whether it be on Schlepp Smith's show on Fox or MSLGBT. They're one in the same in many ways. That's all. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Play the Mexican music for me again. I'm fond of it. I'd like to have some entertainment for me. Shame, I was thinking of having a burrito tonight. I think I'm going to skip the burrito. I was going to go to a taco stand in the Mission District. Some illegal alien taco stand. You know, I just wanted to get down with the people. But I think I'll skip it. It's just my cup of tea, beans and rice in it. In a hard shell from a stand in the street. How could this be considered music? I don't get it. I don't understand where this came from. But, all right, different strokes for different folks, I guess. To the liberal, this is as beautiful as Beethoven. To the liberal, this music is as elevated as Chopin. To the liberal, they see no difference between this and Brahms. To the liberal, a Strauss waltz is way below this. Play it a little louder, so. Sorry. God, thank you for giving me intelligence. I don't know what I would do if I was an ordinary person with your brain. Thank you. This is considered music, I guess. I guess, well, it's considered cuisine as well. I mean, different strokes for different folks. So the local newspaper, to show you how down they are with the people of Mexico in a time like this, they're running a special feature on Mexican food. I swear to God. I swear to you, liberalism is not a mental disorder. It's well beyond that. Today's feature in the newspaper that says two swine flu cases confirmed Marin has a feature on food from Mexico. I don't think I'm going to be having any pulled pork this evening. What is pulled pork? That is such a non-savage dish, pulled pork. You know, I never had a Jimmy Dean pork sausage in my life. I don't know what it is even. Are the Muslims laughing at us saying we told you so over this whole thing? How come that? How come in all this talk, pork, pork, swine, swine, flu, flu, how come the Muslims aren't being quoted saying we warned you? I mean, there's something to be said about that. The Muslims are saying don't do it. They're not getting the disease. How come they're not getting the disease? They don't eat pork. I know it's not transmitted from the sausage itself, but there's, I don't know, something related somehow. You eat pork, the next thing you know is your woman's liable to take off the full body covering and be a free woman. You can't have that. The next thing you know, she's liable to want to go out and pick her own husband if she's your daughter. You can't have that. You got to be able to pick someone who beats her outside the butcher shop for 30 years. Ocala, Florida. Peter, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing tonight, Michael? I would want to comment on Obama, you know, with this flight. And I got to tell you,
who's Obama? What is an Obama? What is an Obama? Tell me what an Obama is.
An Obama, sorry. But, you know, he promised us total transparency, and I don't believe he's living up to this, you know? I mean, he won't even release.
He is. He's totally transparent. He wanted everybody to see how beautiful Air Force One looked like while it was flying. And so he wanted you to have a transparent view of it from ground zero in New York. He flew it over the city to give you a transparent view of it. He's being very benevolent as a dictator.
I'm sure he tortured those people with that plane like that.
Do you actually believe he did not know who was flying Air Force One and who took it up? Do you believe that story?
No, absolutely not. I know that him being the commander-in-chief, he has to know what's going on. Michael, I know that you would know who was driving any one of your vehicles out of your home.
That's right. If somebody took even my 1965 Cadillac for a joyride, I would know. How is that possible? He doesn't know where Air Force One is. He was so busy. You know, when it took off, nobody noticed. They were so busy. What were they doing if they didn't know where Air Force One was? So, Mr. President, there seems to be a problem. Don't bother me right now. Mr. President, there's a problem. Nah, don't bother me. Mr. President, you got to know someone's flying Air Force One. What? I mean, by the time he said what, it would be over New York. Now, this is wrong. Somebody took it for a joyride, and then they scrambled the jets in an attempt to either shoot it down. Something wrong here. I don't know what it is. I'll never know. But remember, the whore, Arlen Specter, the prostitute, who helped the murderer skip bail back in 1979, the whore, Arlen Specter, was one of the original progenitors of the lie that JFK was shot by a single bullet, and he was rewarded for it. But you also should know that Arlen Specter was a contemporary of Jerry Rubin, Abbie Hoffman, and Ira Einhorn, the murderer. So why are you so shocked that at this stage he would help a total socialist get a supermajority? What are you shocked by that? Play the Latin, the music for me again, the Mexican music. The only thing making me happy today. The only other thing that's good is that the weather's cold out here in San Francisco. I love it. I read the weather every day. Partly cloudy, 52 degrees, humidity 46, visibility 10 miles. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly. I read it every time. Like reading the horoscope. It gives me stability. Lows in the upper. Imagine it's in the upper 40s here. In California this time of year, I love it. What a relief. We had a heat wave last week. You could die. If I wanted to live in Florida, I would have stayed in Florida. I can't turn it off, would you? For God's sakes. You know that above a certain... I'm a guy who, within a certain temperature range, I function. You know, there are plants that are specific to their ecological niches. Like, if you took an arctic plant and you put it in the tropics, it would die, correct? Or if you took a certain palm that grows near the seashore, like Cocos nucifera, and you put it in the Himalayas, it couldn't thrive, correct? I'm giving you extremes. Well, I'm the kind of human being that has a very narrow range of weather in which I can function. And outside of that range, in the heat level, I get sick. I can't think. My mind shuts down. Cold, I can take. Cold, I can take. I could take Arctic. Something to do with genetics, I don't really know what. Who knows? The ancestors, the steppes, the long march. I don't really know, but it had nothing... Like my ancestors, they didn't walk in the tropics. They didn't like get naked and throw themselves in the ocean. So it's very hard to adjust to that whole. And people think they can do anything in this world. Take a look at a guy like Schlepp Smith. He actually thinks he's a journalist on Fox News Network. But people start to see after a while what's what. What do you want to talk about here is the waning hour of the Savage Nation? Any topic is fair game. Go to michaelsavage.com already. Build up the readership. What do I care whether you do or not? It's for you, not for me. You think I need it? Yeah, I need it. I don't need it. I don't know what I need anymore. Yanks lower ticket prices. What is a yank? I still can't believe that in this day and age, an adult would go to a baseball game. I know some do. I know there are individuals who will sit and watch grown men in white striped uniforms with sticks in their hand hit a ball around the field in an age of communism, socialism, Napolitano flu. I've never seen anything like it. Take me out to the ball. Every time I hear a stick and a ball, I don't know in the country. Well, in Cuba they have baseball now that I think about it. When you think about it, it's a perfect sport for the country we're living in. You know, take them to the ball game and this and that. There you go. All right, turn it off. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it. Pig flu fears only feed the problem. Oh, I like that approach now. Don't be afraid of it. It's nothing. Only 40 have died so far in this country and only 900 in that country. Don't. It's all a panic. No. Pay no attention to the growing flu problem. You're not supposed to worry about it at all. You're not supposed to worry about it at all. Listen to the government telling you to go ahead and eat your pork and go to Mexico. In fact, go to Mexico and have a pulled pork sandwich from a cart in Cancun. In fact, go the next step and go and hug a pig in Guadalajara. If you're a good American, you will fly to Mexico and roll in the mud with a pig in Guadalajara to show that you're down with the people. No, don't panic over this. In fact, kiss an illegal alien. If you were a true American and you were not a racist, you would go out to a group of unemployment of illegal aliens sitting in the gutter somewhere looking for a day job, and you'd actually take one home and you'd feed him and let him use your toilet and your toothbrush. Then you would show that you're a good Democrat. I think all of the Democrats from Great Neck, New York, should get in their Lincoln Town cars, the older ones who love Democrats, and they should drive to a transit point where illegal aliens sit in the gutter, and then you should bring one home and let them use your toilet and your toothbrush, and then break some bread with them to show you're really down with the people. You know what I mean? Really put your money where your mouth is, putz. I'll be back. Savage.
It will not happen again.
So the president did not know where his airplane was. That's a lie. Scare farce one, you can make all the jokes in the world you want. Somebody is telling you a lie. Everyone's telling you a lie. There's much more to this story. You think, I have no idea. I live in my own world. I'm just looking at this with some degree of objectivity. And I'm telling you, buzzing New York City with an Air Force One jet and a fighter jet flying behind it, and the president saying he knew nothing about it, he was shocked. Liar, liar, pants on fire. So if he did know, let's take it both sides. Obama knew it, and he did it for a photo op. That shows he's incompetent. He's an incompetent, out-of-control man. If this man doesn't understand what that would do to New Yorkers, how could you trust him to be a commander-in-chief? So let's go the other side. He didn't know. That makes it even worse. Someone just took his plane for a joyride? And then we're talking about the Napolitano flu, where our Homeland Security Secretary, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, is doing everything in her power to make certain that the flu virus has a healthy home here in America. Won't close the borders, won't stop any movement of goods or services or people between the country of origin of the disease, won't stop the flood of illegals into this nation. 4,000 people a day coming in, flooding into our cities and flooding into our emergency rooms. And this doofus says there's nothing we can do about it except wash our hands. I wish we could just wash our hands of these incompetent boobs, but it's just not that simple. The continuing Napolitano flu debacle indicates to us that the Obama administration and his technocratic tinkerers continue to put their big government internationalist agenda ahead of the health and security of the United States. They should have closed the borders by now. They have not even investigated the origin of this flu. And so, therefore, they're incompetent on that level as well, in my humble opinion. Rob, New York, WOR, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
It's Ralph, Michael. Frankly, you had me laughing with the Fauci-Butana Specter.
Yeah, yeah, the Focaccia Puttana, that's in honor of Arlen Specter.
Little facce brute, actually, ugly face. But, you know...
But wait, well, facce means what? What does facce mean?
And with either people who...
Oh, actually, wait, whoa. What does facce mean?
Facce means face, and brute means ugly. So, and facce...
Okay, so facce is face. So why can't we make a new pasta called facce de specter and make a noodle with a long piece sticking out, and when you boil it, the long piece gets longer, and that's his nose?
But a little the emergency rooms are filled, Michael, and with either people that are frightened, they either have the regular strain of flu that are afraid, or they actually have the virus in itself. And then when you turn on local news here, you get the same faces telling you about, you know, what to do, what not to do, and as far as
it's always health, wash your hands. The same people when the AIDS epidemic spiked, they told you to use condoms. They never told you to control your sexual habits. You remember that?
Yeah, and God.
So it's the same mentality. It's the same government liars. So anytime anyone brings up closing the border, they're continuously put down by people like Schlepp Smith. Did you actually hear Schlepp Smith on Fox News do that today?
I did.
Were you believing that Schlepp Smith, the all inspector of Fox News, would do this?
Well, Michael, can we come to expect it by now? This is all that we hear. You know, we have to actually figure for ourselves what's actually happening in this.
I agree. That's what I try to do for myself every day. I try to use common sense. The government tells you that you're crazy. They're the right ones. I think they're lying to us about Air Force One, and I know they're lying to us about the epidemic because I'm an epidemiologist by training. And so I'm telling you, they're doing everything backwards. And people who have studied epidemics know the way to contain it is to stop the flow of people from an area where the epidemic originated. Common sense. But apparently there's no common sense here in this administration. And apparently there's no common sense in the media. So therefore, I survive. They're doing me a favor. There's some new news out. Three nun pork eaters were just convicted. It's official. Three of the nun pork eaters in the Fort Dix case were found guilty just now in a court of law. A court of law, not court of law. A court of law. Three nun pork eaters were found guilty in a court of law over in New Jersey in Fort Dix, the plot against soldiers at Fort Dix. So I think the world can be divided, I think, in the future from now on between pork eaters and non-pork eaters. It might be actually a simplified way of looking at the world. The porkers and the non-porkers might be an easy way to look at everything. Sacramento, Robert, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I'm in the Air Force, and I have serviced Air Force One as an AMT. And I'll tell you, they're absolutely lying, okay? Because protocol says that if Air Force One is in the air, then Air Force 1B, as a support ship to the president, is to fly with it, along with the C-130 gunships that carry the presidential limousine and the support troops for the president. So there's no way he couldn't have known about it. He's lying. And if he
Wait, slow down. What you said may be true if the president is in Air Force One. But what if he's not in Air Force One? What does the protocol call for?
That plane is to be completely on the ground at all times in case of a national emergency or anything.
Oh, my God, you're raising another issue. That's right. So one of his stooges took a joyride in Air Force One, leaving America without an emergency plane for the president? That doesn't make sense. So maybe it was Air Force 1B that was flying the support plane.
In any case, 1B has to be available for 1A in case there's a problem or emergency. And number two is that...
All right, wait a minute. You're telling me what I know to be true. There's no way in you know where that this plane was authorized to go in the sky. Somebody hijacked that plane in the Air Force as a signal to America. That's a theory going around the Internet. Is that viable in your opinion?
I believe so, because they will not fly a predictable path in the first place for Air Force One. I mean, you can blow it out of the sky. So the flight path itself would not be a predictable path for Air Force One in the first place, right?
So what do you think is going on here? The president says he doesn't know who took his plane for a joyride, and I'm supposed to say that's okay? It doesn't make sense. There's something wrong in this government right now. Everything is out of control. These are either the most incompetent liars in the history of the government, or they're far more dangerous than even I suspect they are. I know that Napolitano has failed completely with regard to the Napolitano flu, which is spreading like wildfire because she's doing everything wrong.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
It was something we found out about along with all of you, and it will not happen again.
I, like many New Yorkers, lost somebody on 9/11. I had a friend who was lost. It was crass insensitivity. And frankly, as I would say as a former prosecutor, I'd call this felony stupidity.
Well, I would second that that emotion. This is Rick Roberts sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. 1-800-449-8255. Michael has been talking about this quite a bit today. I've got to follow up on it because, quite honestly, I don't buy this for a, well, no pun intended, a New York minute. It was a photo op for the Department of Defense. Okay. Felony stupid transcends that. You know, let's go down the timeline. Just before the workday began on Monday, this airliner, this huge airliner, Air Force One, when the president uses it, and a jet fighter zoom past lower Manhattan skyline, right? Within minutes, financial workers are streaming out of their office. They're fearing, of course, the worst, a nightmarish replay of September 11th for a half an hour. Not a flyby, not a, hey, how you doing? For a half hour, this Boeing 747 and F-16 circle the Statue of Liberty in the financial district at the height of insensitivity near where the World Trade Center once stood. Offices are evacuating. Dispatchers are inundated with calls. Witnesses thought the planes were flying dangerously low. But it was nothing but a photo op, according to the official line. Yeah, it's just a photo op. Apparently, one of a series of flights to get pictures of the plane in front of national landmarks. Now, I want you to remember that part right there. This is what we get out of the DOD, the Department of Defense. The flyover was just a photo op. One of a series of flights to get pictures of Air Force One in front of national landmarks. Now, remember that. It was carried out, like I said, by the Defense Department with basically no one knowing anything, including Mayor Bloomberg. He called it insensitive to fly so near the site of September 11th, 2001 attack. But that, you know, this is all peripheral stuff. The director of the White House military office, his name is Luis Caldera, I believe. He took the blame a few hours later. Somebody made a phone call. Luis, yeah. Hold just a moment for the president. Oh, yeah, okay. Luis, we need you to fall on the sword here. Can you do that? Oh, sure, Mr. President. No problem. He took the blame a few hours later. One of the planes was a 747 that's called Air Force One, as I said, when it's used by the president. And then the official word out of the White House, when told of the flight, President Barack Obama was furious. He was furious. As a matter of fact, if you would, play his response. Well, I found out about it when you found it. Play that one little Barack Obama bite very quickly.
It was a mistake, as was stated. It was something we found out about along with all of you, and it will not happen again.
Okay. That's that little part right there is what you need to remember. That's how you know this is all manufactured. No sitting president is going to admit out loud in front of God and everybody else, and especially the lamestream media, that he didn't know what was going on with his plane. Unless he knew what was going on with his plane, and didn't want you to know what was going on with his plane. Do you follow what I'm saying? Well, you remember the part when they said it was nothing but a photo op? That's all it was, just a series of photo ops. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but we are in a recession. And, of course, the financial straits that many Americans find themselves in right now is historic, proportionally speaking, to this time in our history. Has the White House never heard of Photoshop? Now, I mentioned this earlier today, and I challenged some of my listeners. I've got photos. I don't even have enough time in this hour to tell you all the photos I have. I've got Air Force One in front of the Statue of Liberty, several different angles, as a matter of fact. I've got the Air Force One in front of the New York skyline. I've got Air Force One in front of the Golden Gate. I've got Air Force One wherever you want, and guess what it took? It took about 9 minutes and, I don't know, maybe $50. It's called photo editing. You're telling me in a recession we're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars to put Air Force One and an F-16 in the air for a photo op. I don't buy this for a New York minute. It's not true. It's not true. All right, let's get to your call. San Francisco, George. George, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Yeah, hi there. I'm looking at the videos now that people, you know, took with their, with their cell phones.
Right.
And first of all, I can't really say it's an F-16. I used to fly fighters and fly interceptors, all right? And the position that the aircraft, that the fighter maintains on the president's plane, is mostly what we call herding. And it's basically he stays behind him in a position to shoot. And then when he tends to go towards the city, he puts himself in between to where he can actually ram his tail if he needs to. And he doesn't ever seem to be above the aircraft where he could be shooting, you know, if he was filming. He could be filming looking at Air Force One downward. So there's something very, very, very strange about it. But it looks to me as if you have essentially an interceptor pilot who has essentially staying in firing position on this aircraft. Forget that it's the president's plane, all right?
And you say that, George, based on your background, and forgive me, I was listening, but I'm also listening to your comments. Your background is what?
I flew fighters in the Air Force interceptors, and this position he maintains mostly is the classic position of the number one plane who goes in close, and another plane normally will stay further out in case the first plane is shot down.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying, George. Look, you know, I don't know from anything as far as shooting pictures, but I do know this. You know, Barack Obama's going to cut here, we're going to cut bureaucracy here, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We're in a recession if we don't pass the stimulus, the omnibus, the pork bill, the not pork bill, I don't know. Maybe it was so much pork in the stimulus bill, that's how the swine flu started. I got something to say about that in a little bit. But I'm not buying this. I'm not buying it. You can go to any photo editor and have Air Force One in front of Elmer Fudd if you want, let alone the Statue of Liberty, and it costs... I think the photo editor's time's about, what, $100 an hour? I had a guy that just did it for me on the computer. It took him 9 minutes, and that includes looking up the stock photo of Air Force One and the various skylines. It took him 9 minutes. But no, we're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars to fly around New York City on a Monday morning, knowing full well that the entire city's going to be in a panic. And Barack Obama, the best he can come up with, well, I just found out about it when you found out about it. Man, can you believe this? Oh, what a shocker. I'm not buying this. Let's go to Trey. Trey in the state of Oklahoma, Savage Nation.
I'd like to comment on the Air Force One. How is it possible that this was a photo shoot? Who was taking the pictures? An F-16 pilot flying with no hands? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I didn't see any helicopters or anything else flying near the Air Force One. So.
Of course it doesn't make sense, Trey. It's like Michael's been saying all day long. That's not what this was. It was something else. And you know it was pretty severe for Barack Obama to say, my plane, the Air Force One, well, I don't know. Honey, Michelle, you want to check the garage? No, I found out about it when you... No president is going to admit that unless it was something pretty serious. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and I just think it's another reason for everybody to feel disenfranchised from this administration if they can't even keep track of Air Force One.
If you can't keep track of a 767 or 757, you've got some problems. I'm a bit more concerned with what really was going on. And, you know, Michael may have had it right. You know, the rumor flying around that the plane was taken by perhaps someone in the military to fly over and show that the country is in distress. I mean, I didn't need Air Force One to know that. But, I mean, this is crazy. This is nuts. And just simply saying, oh, it's a photo op, I guess we should have maybe contacted somebody in New York. It's not like they were flying around White Sands, Nevada. They weren't out in the middle of nowhere. They had to know they're flying around the same area that the hijackers flew the planes into the World Trade Center, for God's sake. And that's not going to raise an eye. Well, seriously, stop. I just want you to think about this for a second. Do you really believe that Barack Obama, anyone in the military, thought they could do this and not incite panic, like panic in the purest form, flying a jetliner with an attack jet around the World Trade Center site and around the business district? Does anybody really think that they could do that? Of course not. Eric in San Francisco, you're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Well, I think it's a perfect marriage of an arrogant government and an arrogant administration. We had an April 15th protest, and to use the other definition of the word, the government just did one on us yesterday.
Well, if that's the case, Eric, honest, I'll be as honest as I can. If that's the case, that this was done by a government out of arrogance, you know, forget what the people think. Yeah, I know. You know, a few years back they had that whole terrorist attack thing. But we need pictures. Yeah, go get the pictures, and you know, I'll be in here having a sandwich. Just go ahead. If that's the case, then we've got a bigger problem than a hijacked jet, because we've got a problem we're going to live with for several more years. We've got a huge, huge problem. All right, we'll take your calls. I also have to get into this into the swine flu thing. Let the cover-up begin. And why? Ask yourself why. The response, the American response, the United States response. Why so slow? Why so slow? Oh, no, we can't contain the virus. No need to close the borders. Don't need to do it. With all due respect to Janet Napolitano, if she's listening to Savage Nation, if she's smart, she will be. You are in way, way over your head. You're so far out of your element. And if you're not going to do the right thing, after that little quip about let's check out the returning vets, they may be homegrown terrorists. If you won't do that, at least get some advisors, get some people smart. You know, like an old carpenter used to tell me when I was working my way through my first years of college, working on as a carpenter on homes. This old carpenter told me, he said, boys, you got to be smarter what you're messing with or it'll bite you. And Ms. Napolitano, I think that's the case. You've been bit several times. All right, we'll be back with your calls. 1-800-449-8255. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Savage.
The president has directed Jim Messina, the deputy chief of staff here, to conduct a review as to how the decision was made to conduct the flight. To understand, as I said, why that decision was made, and to ensure that it never happens again. And the president will look at that review and take any appropriate steps after that.
Well, that's fine, then. We can all go home. Everybody disperse. Nothing to see here. Robert Gibbs has spoken. Welcome. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation, talking about the felony stupid flyby, which I don't believe the official word coming out of the White House for a minute, about Air Force One, the plane that's known as Air Force One when the president uses it. I don't believe it. Especially, I don't believe what they said. You know, with all the minds in the Beltway, they couldn't come up with something better than, oh, well, it was a series of photo ops. What are they making, a calendar? What are these postcards that go in the White House gift shop? Come on. You can go to Photoshop. You can go to any photo editing website and download it. Do the same thing. For what? About $100? Maybe 50? Take you all of 15 minutes. But no, let's terrorize all of New York City. and then come back with this lame, well, it's just a photo op. I'm not buying it. Savage was right. You know, nobody knows specifically who was at the controls and for what reason. The F-16 fighter, what orders they had. Nobody knows, and perhaps nobody ever will. But I'm sure not buying this. Yeah, well, we're putting together a little calendar, you know, just in case the Obamas want to leaf through the family album. Oh, look, it's Air Force One, sweetheart. Yeah, that's nice. San Diego, Steve. Steve, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hey, Rick. How you doing? It's very good to talk to you again. I'm actually calling from Imperial Beach. And my concern is if they can't watch Air Force One, stand watching Air Force One, what about the nuclear football? Who's watching the nuclear football?
It just brings up a whole list of concerns, doesn't it? You can't keep track of a jumbo jet that you would think, I would think, now I'm no expert, but I'm thinking they probably don't keep Air Force One out at the community airstrip, all right? I'm thinking it's probably got some security around it, maybe a couple of guys with guns, something like that. You're right, Steve. This is, as Savage was saying earlier, it's a lie. It's got to be a lie. And if it's not a lie, that perhaps is even worse. Palm Beach, Florida, David. David, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Rick, I just was going to say that isn't this what socialists do? I mean, Castro would do this. Chavez would do this. Diversion. You know, while you're taking over other parts of the economy, taking our freedoms. I mean, you have this. You have open borders, so you can have this controversy going on. I mean, it's all about the diversions and taking over. And
you know, I would buy into that, David, perhaps a bit more if it was more impactful for the rest of the country and not just New York. And I'm not dismissing even for a moment the impact it had on the people of New York. I mean, I can only imagine. We all remember those horrific images in 2001. If it was, honest to God, if it was done for the purpose of shooting a photo op series, and they didn't even bother to call the mayor of New York, hey, if you see a 747 flying around the same area where the hijackers took down the World Trade Towers and a Chase military jet, don't worry about it. We're just snapping some shots. You know, it was a good day for it. Not too many clouds. If it was out of arrogance, that's almost even worse. And certainly reason for concern. All right. Listen, we'll take your calls when we come back. 1-800-449-8255. This is Rick Roberts sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Welcome. This is Rick Roberts sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Toll free everywhere. 1-800-449-8255. We'll let the cover up begin. Of course, the flu is what we're talking about. The Napoleontano flu, that is, as Michael referred to it a little earlier. And as I've said, let the cover up begin. With the death toll climbing, Mexican authorities at the very center of this this international flu pandemic trying to struggle to piece together its where it's going next, with attention focusing on a four-year-old boy in a pig farm. The boy, who survived the illness, thank God, has emerged as Mexico's earliest known case of the never-before-seen virus. At least that's what they're saying. The health secretary, Jose Angel Cordova, is making a statement. It provides an important clue to the unique strain's path. The boy lived near a pig farm run by a, here we go, U.S.-Mexican company. I can almost hear Hillary Clinton now. We're responsible for 90% of the flow of the Napoleontano flu virus going into Mexico. Give her a day or two. She'll put it together. The boy lived near a pig farm run by a U.S.-Mexican company. And I can't even begin to pronounce all of it, Granjas something or other, in the municipality of Perote and Veracruz, state of on the Gulf of Mexico, all right? I mean, this is not a geography class. Take my word for it. However, local health officials, they're saying it was first reported, and they gave a different account. the infection may have started with a migrant, listen to this one, with a migrant farmer who returned from work in the United States, then gave the disease to his wife, who in turn passed it on to other women living in the Mexican community. Now, this place, Grand Joffre's, probably Big Carol, which claims to be Mexico's leading pig farm at 1 million head a year, issued a statement saying, hey, none of our employees have shown any signs of the illness. We do have a pig with a bad cough, but noting that the sick are people who had no contact with the pigs. So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, so is it bad old American companies that has a four-year-old boy working at a pig farm? Maybe that's it. Probably some bad American company, some unscrupulous American employer employing four-year-olds to work at a pig farm. Or it's an illegal alien who's doing a job Americans won't do, traveling all over the place, infecting people. Interesting, isn't it? How this swine flu, a.k.a. Napoleontano flu, is being spun politically like it matters to the people that are falling ill and dying. My question is, and it's a question, maybe it's pointing out the painfully obvious, why is the United States so slow in reacting to this? And again, Jenna Napolitano is so out of her element on this, or she's smart like a fox, one or the other. It's sort of like the flyby from Air Force One in New York. Which is it? Is it real or is it Memorex? I don't know. You figure it out. And while you figure it out, we'll spend enough money to have your grandkids service the debt. It just doesn't make any sense. Why you would not contain something that has the potential to kill so many people? What was it? 1960? No, Michael would know. 1960-something, the Hong Kong flu. It killed over 1 million people. And you can't tell me that people are not more mobile now than they were in the 60s. Let's go to Houston. Garrett, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Garrett?
Pretty good, sir. Actually, it's so funny how this played out. I guess it's not funny, but I was watching a movie called V for Vendetta this morning, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but the government over in Britain uses a disease that they come up with themselves, inflicted throughout their entire nation, and then because of this, they use this to instill fear into the nation, and then they have the only cure, known cure for themselves, and they use this to gain total control over the nation itself. And so, as I was watching this movie, I flip back and forth to Fox News, and then here's the story of the swine flu, and then I think it's kind of funny how the president himself didn't get this disease after going and visiting and getting toured around Mexico by a guy who, after he left, died the very next day from the disease, and how he just happened to not catch it himself. And then I think about everything else that's going on, especially the chaos that's been happening from New York City today, and it all seems to intertwine together. They're using chaos, and they're using this disease to get utter and complete control. And why are they going so slow with it? Because they want to make sure that enough people in the United States get this disease to the point we come groveling at their feet, begging for national health care so we can all get it.
Well, you know what? I was thinking more along the lines of redistricting and pandering and kowtowing to certain constituencies. I hadn't thought about universal health care, the socialized medicine, you know, fill in the blank, whatever you want to call it, that's perhaps another. You know, everything with this administration, Obama marks his 100th day in office tomorrow, right? And I was looking at that and I was going, okay, how many things has he actually accomplished? And you start looking at this, he's accomplished very, very little. As a matter of fact, he's done just the opposite on many of the things he promised. And, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's a diversion to ramrod this socialist health care plan down our throats. It's sort of like the first bailout bill, Garrett. We got to do it right now. If we don't do it right now, you remember this. $750 billion, half of which we can't find now. But we're gonna watch out for the other half, I promise. We need to do this right now. If we don't do this today, the American economy will go spinning out of control and will never recover. Okay, well, whatever you think, you're the president. So what happens? It passes. Government didn't go spinning out of control. It was just another bailout and stimulus bill after that, and another one after that, and an omnibus bill after that, and another one after that. It's maybe this is the same thing. Enough people get sick, but more importantly, enough people get scared. They'll buy anything coming off the hill, including socialized medicine. Why have they not at least contained the borders? Justin in Sacramento. Justin, thanks for waiting here on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I'd like to make a point to all the liberals out there. You know, if we nationalize health care, you know, with the government hiding this swine flu from us, you know, nationalizing health care would, you know, with all the vaccines and everything, we wouldn't have any help from them whatsoever.
Well, look, it's sort of like I try to explain to listeners that don't want to have the painfully obvious pointed out to them. A terrorist, before he cuts off your head or kills your children in the daycare or in some way affects you and impacts your life and quality of life in the United States, doesn't ask to see your voter ID first to determine whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a conservative or a liberal, or like myself, an independent. He just does what he does. Now, the same thing holds true for something like this virus. You know, this thing's going to spread, and more people are going to be sick. Even in the last few hours, I've been watching update after update after update. People are going to die. Maybe, just maybe, it's being viewed as acceptable casualties by the current administration. I'm just giving my opinion. I have no factual information. There's never any factual information coming out of this administration. You're left to make a hypothesis or what could this be or what could that be. And as long as you're never nailing them, they're always in the clear. But something's going on. Otherwise, they would have secured the borders and the seaports and the northern border as well and say, hey, it's like Michael said earlier. You know, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure this out. You've got an epidemic blowing and going. You know, Janet Napolitano says, well, you know, we really can't stop it. No need to close the borders. If you've got an epidemic, you confine the people to the area where the epidemic is so that you don't. Otherwise, okay, have you ever tried to herd cats? Ever tried to do that? Yeah, get about 10 cats in a room and try to get them all going the same direction. Not going to happen. Same thing with an epidemic. If you don't contain the area where the epidemic started and where the most sick people, and that's not grammatically correct, but the most people are confined, if you don't do that, then you're always chasing, this guy went over here. Well, that guy went to visit his mother. Well, that guy went he went to Europe. Well, yeah, that guy was sick, but he's in Asia right now. Do you see what I'm saying? She's lying as much as Air Force One in New York. Well, it won't do any good to confine them. What do you mean it won't do any good? It's less people we have to track. Sacramento, Joni. Joni, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi. I think that Obama's trying to keep us in a panic mood with this swine flu and the Air Force One trick that they pulled on us. I believe it was totally, they planned it. But martial law, you know, if he can get everybody panicking and all, he can just shut everything down and call martial law. And since he's been in, 100 days, I mean, a few more, whatever, it's been nothing but one thing after another. It used to be maybe every month or week you'd see something going on. Now it's on a daily basis. And he's going to get people really upset.
Okay, let me ask you something, Jody. I'm not dismissing your theory at all. Why? What's the purpose in keeping you off your balance, on one foot, as it were?
Well, it just keeps you distracted.
It keeps you from focusing on the details of a thing, does it not? Exactly. Whether it's reading a bill, whether it's reviewing a bailout, whether it's converting common stock to preferred stock or vice versa in the big three, whether it's sending millions and millions and in some cases tens of millions of dollars to other countries for paybacks, whatever it is, it keeps you off balance because you're too busy trying to figure out, now wait a minute, is that an illegal alien? Is this the Napolitano flu? Wait a minute. Is that a terrorist or Air Force One? I mean, as long as you're always off balance, Washington can do anything they please. And that's what I want you to get out of this, and you got it. I appreciate it. North Carolina, Scott. Scott, you're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for hosting. You do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I think that we've got a little bit wrong with this Obama Air Force One flyover thing. The way I see it, and I haven't heard it in all of talk radio today, is it's Obama's little Macy's Day parade for his 100-day anniversary. I think that they flew Air Force One straight down Manhattan with the intention that people would be out in the street jumping up and down, cheering, and they just got a horribly negative response from it.
Okay, wait a second. I'm trying to wrap my head around this because, you know, it probably speaks volumes that I'm giving something that you're probably giving me with your tongue firmly planted in your cheek some credence. But as arrogant as this guy has been in the last 100 days, it's perhaps plausible that he would think, hey, you know what I want you to do? I'd like you to gas up Air Force One, fly it over New York, and let the folks get a thrill. Go ahead, do that, and I'll go on TV later and say you're welcome. You know, I mean, honestly, Scott, there's just a little bit of me that says, you know what? He might have done that. Dallas, Paul, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, hi there. I'm a commercial pilot, and a couple of things that are suspicious about that flyby. I've passed Air Force One before in the air when it's on a maintenance flight, and it doesn't have F-16 escorts on those type of flights. And furthermore, if they were doing a photo ship, there should have been a photo airplane flying with it, not an F-16. There's other airplanes that are much more suited to that task. So I think it was some kind of VIP flyby that he was letting, you know, someone, who knows, probably the Prince of Saudi Arabia, do a flyby of New York City just for kicks. And after he got this reaction, they're trying to cover it up.
Could have been Chavez scoping out, property for sale in New York as well. I mean, we've sold out just about everything else in this country. We're treating this country like there's a giant garage sale planted at every port of entry, and if the price is right, you bet. We can deal. I don't know, Paul, but, you know, like you, if you were going to take pictures of Air Force One, I would think other aircraft, I mean, I'm a private pilot, obviously I'm not jet-rated like you, but I would think there are other aircraft that are immensely capable, better capable of taking photographs than an F-16. I mean, how is the guy taking photos? Is there a nose camera or something on this thing? I don't know how it works.
No, but there are other airplanes that do have just that mounted cameras. I used to do aerial photos at one point. And there are other planes that are much more suited for doing aerial shots like that.
I think you're right. You know what? I think Savage has probably got this thing nailed. It was probably somebody, and probably not from a Middle Eastern country, but right here in the United States. It would almost have to be, because I would think that Air Force One would have tons of security around it all the time. I bet it's somebody that was flying in protest. It's got to be something. And I'm going to be awake all night long thinking about this. All night long. All right, listen. Got to do a little business. We'll come back. We'll take your calls, 1-800-449-8255, 1-800-449-TALK. This is Rick Roberts, setting in for Michael Savage, and you're on the Savage Nation. Savage. This is Rick Roberts, sitting in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Always a pleasure to be in the Savage Nation with you. 1-800-449-8255. I want to get right to your calls. We were chatting about this, obviously. Michael's been talking about it for the better part of the show. The flyby of Air Force One, of course, Napoleon Tano flew that for whatever reason the United States, yes, it's a state of emergency, but not really. Yeah, we're not going to contain it because, what was it Napoleon Tano said? You can't contain an epidemic. Well, whether you can or not is not the issue. That's the first step, is containing the area where the epidemic started. What am I doing? Well, you know this. You know this. And he was also talking about, what was it? Play that cut, Shep, or Shiftless, what's his name, saying that, oh, you can't close the borders, or whatever it was, because of
everybody's
COVID.
Emailing, going, the illegals are bringing it across the border. Relax, there's a flu outbreak happening. You're worried about illegal immigrants. They haven't closed the border. They're not going to close the border because we're worried about commerce. This flu is already here.
Okay, I'm reminded in listening to that. I heard Michael play that a bit earlier. In listening to that, I'm reminded of late 70s, perhaps. An episode of Saturday Night Live where one, you know, they used to do the news, and Jane Curtin was one of the anchors, and he began by, "Jane, you ignorant slut, forgive me," but that's what he said. I got news for you, Skippy. This isn't about illegal immigrants, but it is. You know, we're worried about illegal immigrants, of course, because they come from the land of the Napolitano flu. That's why we're worried about it. All right? I mean, what do you mean? We're not going to close the border. Since when did Skippy get into it? Since when is he in charge of closing the borders? Evidently, he thinks he is, and who knows? Under the administration, he may have a hand in it. But, you know, I hate that pious pontificating, well, you chattering class out there, you're all worried about illegal immigrants. Yes, because they come from Mexico, and that's where the flu's coming from. You know, loosen up a little bit. He's probably got a tingly feeling going up both legs. Houston, Robert, thanks for waiting here on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Roberts. Thank you for taking my call. One point I'd like to bring up that I haven't heard is the radio transmissions between the tower and Air Force One and the military jet, because that is closed airspace, and I'm sure there's recordings for the transmissions.
Well, not only that, sir, but a flight plan. A flight plan has to be filed in controlled airspace, does it not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where is it? You know, I'm not buying this. It's sort of like Barack's response to the National Tax Day protest, the Tea Parties. What was his response? Well, I didn't even know what was going on. Oh, please. You know, I was born at night, but not last night. Don't treat me like a five-year-old. Of course you know what was going on. And, of course, you've already looked at the flight plans, the manifest, if there was one filed, the recordings in the control tower. You know, Robert, he did a real good job of endangering boots on the ground by releasing those memos out of Gitmo, and then after that, to add insult to injury to our brave men, whether you agree with the conflict or not, is not the issue. And then he released the photographs. Now, if he can release memos and tapes and photographs of Gitmo, how about releasing what the control tower was talking about on that particular morning? How about that? All right, you just there's so much. All right, listen. I appreciate it very much. This is Rick Roberts setting in for Michael Savage, and you're on the Savage Nation.